Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 4, day 2 of our study of Ezra. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Ezra 4, 6 through 10. Hey, real quick, I want to invite you to join our brand new Facebook group. For now, it's only open to podcast listeners and those you guys invite. It's the perfect place to connect with others reading and studying the same things you are right now on the 10-week Bible study podcast. To join in, head over to 10weekbible.com for a link or search 10-week Bible study in Facebook. All right, on with the show. Welcome back to the 10-Week Bible Study. Again, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs. Would you join me as we pray before we start today? Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us, God? Speak to us. Come and flood our hearts with the knowledge of you. We want to know you more through the study of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Ezra chapter 4, starting in verse 6. At the beginning of the reign of Xerxes, they lodged an accusation against the people of Judah and Jerusalem. I want to pause right there. Again, what we're doing is we're taking an aside. We're looking at a parenthetical section of the storyline of Ezra and Nehemiah, of the rebuilding of the temple and of Jerusalem. And so all of chapter 4 is going to be laying out for us, not necessarily the narrative moving forward. We're taking a step back, we're looking at the 10,000 foot view here, and chapter 4 is going to be telling us all about the difficulties and the people and the opposition to the work of the temple and of rebuilding Jerusalem throughout the entirety of this process. This is not chronological at all. This is actually taking a step back and looking at just the adversarial relationship going on in the land of Israel. So when you read Ezra, don't look at this chapter as just continuing on in the storyline. It can get very confusing if you do that. There's actually a lot more going on here, as we'll see. We've already seen that Cyrus has come and gone, and now at the beginning of the reign of Xerxes, or actually Cyrus and Darius have now come and gone, and now we are quite a ways into the future here, the reign of Xerxes. They're like, hey, we're going to go to Xerxes now that we've got a new king and remind him that, hey, you do not want the Jews doing this work. And so they lodge a complaint against the people of Jerusalem to Xerxes. So this is continuing on for a long time. Verse 7, and in the days of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Bishlam, Midradath, Tabeel, and the rest of his associates wrote a letter to Artaxerxes. The letter was written in Aramaic script and in the Aramaic language. Again, okay, so now we've moved from Cyrus, Darius, Xerxes. They lodge a complaint with Xerxes, and now Xerxes is gone, and now Artaxerxes is in power, and it's saying that they still are keeping up the pressure. Every new king, they want to make sure that every new king is against the people of Israel. They don't want what happened with Cyrus repeating itself, right? Up to Cyrus, all of Babylon and Persia are like, you know, we don't care about Israel, whatever. These people are enjoying living in the land of Israel. And then along comes Cyrus, and he's like, oh my gosh, the Lord has chosen me to put these people back and to pay for everything. And hey, by the way, you people that are living in the land and you governors, I want you to give to, you know, reestablishing these people and building their cities and all this kind of stuff. And they're like, no, we don't want to do that. And so they're doing everything in their power every time a new king comes along to make sure that Osiris doesn't happen again, that there's not somebody that views the Jews favorably. And we see that this kind of anti-Semitism actually works its way back to Persia when we look at the book of Esther, which is actually going on during the reign of Xerxes. All right, continuing on, verse 8. Rehum, the commanding officer, and Shimshai, the secretary, wrote a letter against Jerusalem to Artaxerxes, the king, as follows. Rehum, the commanding officer, and Shimshai, the secretary, together with the rest of the associates, the judges, officials, and administrators over the people of Persia, Uruk, and Babylon, the Elamites of Susa, and the other people whom the great and honorable Assurbanipal deported and settled in the city of Samaria and elsewhere in the Trans-Euphrates. We're going to pause right there before we get into the actual letter, but this is kind of the preamble to that letter. He's saying, hey, you know, we're all the people that have been here that were actually not from here, but we were actually resettled by the king of Assyria to come here. And this is going to be the preamble that we're going to read about of the letter that we're going to read about tomorrow, where these guys lay out, hey, you do not want these people rebuilding this place, right? We're your loyal servants, right? We were settled here by Assyria. Then we were taken over by Babylon. And now we're with you. And they're basically saying, we don't care, you know, who's in charge of us. We'll be loyal to you, just like, you know, our forefathers or whatever, we were loyal to people before us. We're loyal to Persia, but the people that were from here, they're going to go on and say they were not loyal and they will not be loyal to you. You do not want them back here. And so we'll get into why that's a lie, why that's a bald-faced lie and what's going on with that. But I want to go back to our timeline here. If you're watching on YouTube, I've got the timeline up on the screen right now. If you're listening to this, I encourage you to take a look at the timeline again. I want to go back through this and remind us of where we are on this. If you can find the timeline at 10weekbible.com or in the show notes in the description for this episode, you can also sign up for the email list. You can go to 10weekbible.com and sign up for the email list, and I'll be sending out weekly emails with all of the new content and extra, you know, bonus things like the timeline here, where you can be, you know, kind of kept up to date to other events that we'll be doing for the 10-week Bible study as part of this community here. But right now I want to draw your attention to the timeline. And what we see is you can see on the timeline, we've got Cyrus the Great was the first king of Persia listed. The Bible here doesn't talk about not a brief period of time, but less than a decade between Cyrus and Darius, where Cambyses II was ruler of Persia. And the Bible doesn't talk about him. He's not important to our storyline here, but he was a ruler of Persia. But at the same time, the rulership of Persia, the rulers of Persia they're a bit of a complicated thing to understand, because it wasn't like there was one supreme ruler of all of Persia at any given time. There sort of was, but there were also other rulers of different parts of Persia that shared power, just like so many other things throughout world history. There were other people that shared power. And so when you look at the secular history books and compare it to what's going on in the Bible, you may look at it and say, well, this doesn't line up. This doesn't match up. And sometimes that's because there wasn't like this absolute monarchy over the whole empire. Again, it's kind of a complicated thing. And when you get into the nuance of understanding, you know, this ancient history, you understand the shared power at different times and the different leaders that are kind of ruling simultaneously over different parts. From the Jewish perspective, though, these individuals, they reign supreme over them. These are their supreme overlords, these kings, these people that we're listing. And they are, for the most part, kind of, if you were to just give a 10,000 foot view of the Persian Empire, these are the names that would come up as well. But it's a lot of things. It's more complicated than just this simple storyline. So back to the timeline, you've got Cyrus the Great, you've got Darius, who also went by the title of Hystaspes. You've got Xerxes, who's listed in the book of Esther as Ahasuerus, and then you've got Artaxerxes. And so we see that this chapter has already taken us from writing letters to the officials during the time of Cyrus and then Darius, and then re-upping that during the time of Xerxes and then the time of Artaxerxes. So they're keeping the pressure up during this entire time. Now, there's going to be other things that are going on. You can see on the timeline here that we are actually going to finish rebuilding the temple during the time of Darius. But that doesn't mean that these people let up. There are going to be times and seasons here where they have these opportunities, these windows to actually get things done. but the people around them are going to keep up this negative pressure and the bribery and all the scheming. They're going to keep that up for the entirety of the time that it takes them to rebuild the temple and the walls of Jerusalem. They're not going to let up. The whole time they're keeping up that pressure. And that's what this chapter is about. It's taking this view of the whole time period that we're looking at here and letting us know that they're not letting up. But again, we are going to jump back into the chronological narrative of the story here at some point and go back into how they do accomplish these things. But right now, what we're being told is that there's a long period of time. There is, 100 years here where they're keeping this pressure up. You can see on the timeline. And again, I encourage you, if you're driving or listening, don't be looking at this on your phone right now, but at some point during today or the next several days, take a look at the timeline and you'll see what I'm talking about is this is looking at the entirety of this time period and showing us just how difficult all this is going to be for the Jews, for the returning exiles. For the 10-week Bible study, that's all we have for today. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs. I can't wait to see you next time. Hey, thanks for tuning into the 10-Week Bible Study Podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, would you consider leaving a review for it on your podcast app of choice? It really helps other people find out about this podcast, and my heart is for people to fall in love with God's Word. Thank you.